to be hard. You are listening to Spirit World Restless with DJ Judy on Spirit Plans Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Intrusions. Strange visitors enter dreams, whispering phrases. Steps so silent, barely touch ground. Invisible cloak. Dream catcher. Empty pockets, ready and waiting. Smooth criminals sneak out of my dreams. Ground coffee alarm. This wild dawn, birds in syncopation, sapien silence. Warm autumn kitchen, safe embrace of morning, promise of new book. October path, clouds of autumn dust tinged with peanuts. One day's compassion filters today's perspective, softer into morn. A song in my head, binaural beats, and I'm calm. On paper, autumn. In mind, curious kid. Body, in between. Time and distance, a bubble of prevention, may love overcome. When all is chaos, breathing in four, out four, smile and repeat. Time of transition, president, prime minister, may the best ones win.
It takes so long, oh Lord. But I'm a creep.
mid-December, slow approach towards year's end. No reason to rush. Last month of the year, fill her up with energy. Recycle love. Days pile on days. What is different this year? Lost belief. New hope. Breathe in, breathe out. Moon rises, sun rises, yin flows into yang. Taste of persimmon, Saturday morning breakfast, and now memory. The road, a spiral. Grass with puddles and rocks. Experience each step. Life under ceasefire. Strange resemblance to war. Careful, incoming. Jihad says ceasefire. We wait for rocket attacks. Same well-traveled path. Kindness day today. Chance to stop rocket attacks. Just a suggestion. More nighttime rockets. Friends call out for empathy. Music, first aid. Life so delicate. Days of war, peace, sorrow, joy. Let's choose love. Winter sunshine. All anxieties dissolve. Sensation of peace. A moment's pause. Gratitude for making contact. Richer for connection.
Listening to Spirit World Restless with DJ Judy on Spirit Plans Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Another morning. Different from all others. New clouds in the sky. Strangely united, borderless situation, unmasked gratitude. For each ache or pain, many possibilities, not just corona. Isolation, all in this together. My favorite books. Last oranges on tree fall into my open hands, happy to help. Dress up, celebrate. Any reason works today, alive and breathing.
There's a poem called the Sunflower Sutra. The sutra, as you may or may not know, is a form of Buddhist discourse like the Platonic dialogues. Is that right? I walked on the banks of the Tin Can Banana Dock and sat down under the huge shade of the Southern Pacific locomotive to look at the sunset over the Box House Hills and cry. Jack Kerouac sat beside me on a busted, rusty iron pole, companion. We thought the same thoughts of the soul, bleak and blue and sad-eyed, surrounded by the gnarled steel roots of the tree of machinery. The oily water in the river mirrored the red sky. Sun sank on top of fine old Frisco peaks. No fish in that stream. No hermit in those mounts. Just ourselves, roomy-eyed and hung over like old bums on the riverbank, tired and wily. Look at the sunflower, he said. There was a dead gray shadow against the sky, big as a man, sitting dry on top of a pile of ancient sawdust. I rushed up enchanted. It was my first sunflower. Memories of Blake, my visions, Harlem, and hells of the eastern rivers, bridges clanking Joe's greasy sandwiches, dead baby carriages, black treadless tires forgotten and unretreaded, the poem of the riverbank, condoms and pots, steel knives, nothing stainless, only the dank muck and the razor-sharp artifacts passing into the past. And the gray sunflower poised against the sunset, crackly, bleak, and dusty with a smut and smog and smoke of olden locomotives in its eye. Corolla of bleary spikes pushed down and broken like a battered crown. Seeds falling out of its face, soon to be toothless mouth of sunny air. Sun rays obliterated on its hairy head like a dried wire spider web. Leaves stuck out of the arms, out of the stem. Gestures from the sawdust root, broke pieces of plaster falling out of the black twigs, a dead fly in its ear. Unholy, battered old thing you were, my sunflower, oh my soul, I loved you then. That grime was no man's grime but death and human locomotives. All that dress of dust, that veil of darkened railroad skin, that smog of cheek, that eyelid of black misery, that sooty hand or phallus or protuberance of artificial, worse than dirt, industrial, modern, all that civilization spotting your crazy golden crown, and those blear thoughts of death and dusty, loveless eyes and ends and withered roots below in a home pile of sand and sawdust, rubber dollar bills, skin of machinery, the guts and innards of the weeping, coughing car, the empty, lonely tin cans with their rusty tongues, alack, what more could I name? The smoked ashes of some cock cigar, the cunts of wheelbarrows and the milky breasts of cars, the worn-out asses out of chairs and sphincters of dynamos, all these entangled in your mummied roots, and you there, standing before me in the sunset, all your glory in your form, a perfect beauty of a sunflower, a perfect, excellent, lovely sunflower existence, a sweet natural eye to the new hip moon, woke up alive and excited, grasping in the black light, shadow, golden sunrise, sunset, monthly breeze. How many flies buzzed round you, innocent of your grime, while you curse the heavens of the railroad and your flower soul? Poor dead flower, when did you forget that you were a flower? When did you look at your skin and decide you were an impotent, dirty old locomotive? The ghost of a locomotive, the specter and shade of a once powerful, mad American locomotive. You were never no locomotive sunflower. You were a sunflower. And you, locomotive, you are a locomotive. Forget me not. So I grabbed up the skeleton thick sunflower and stuck it at my side like a scepter and deliver my sermon to my soul and Jack's soul too and anyone who'll listen. We're not our skin of grime. We're not our dread, bleak, dusty, imageless locomotive. We're all beautiful golden sunflowers inside. We're blessed by our own seed and golden, hairy, naked accomplishment bodies growing into mad, black, formal sunflowers in the sunset, spied on by our eyes. Under the shadow of the mad locomotive riverbank sunset Frisco hilly tin can evening sit down vision.
And I started a number of years ago inviting younger acts, young women songwriters and some young men songwriters to join me on stage and to open, etc. One of the first ones was a really beautiful, enchanting, and gifted songwriter. Please welcome Mary Chapin Carpenter. To join me in dedicating this to my late sister Mimi. I used to sing this song with her. So. In the chilly hours and minutes of uncertainty, I want to be in the of your loving mind. Feel you all around me, and to take your hand along the sand. Ah, but I may as well try and catch the wind. When sundown pales the sky, I wanna hide a while behind your smile. And everywhere I look, your eyes I'd find. For me to love you now be the sweetest thing. It would make me sing. But I may as well try and catch the wind. Help me to leave all my blues behind. For standing in your heart is where I want to be. I long to be. Ah, but I may as well try. Try and catch the wind.
Dear COVID-19, I understand. I must stay put. No journey to school. Dear COVID-19, I understand. I must stay put. No journey to school. Dream sent secret code, the name of one who can help. Now to locate her. Dream sent secret code, the name of one who can help. Now to locate her. Today's date arrives, just as it has in the past. Memories of Dad. Today's date arrives, just as it has in the past. Memories of Dad. Exhale the tensions. Prepare body for dawn's input. Birds and fresh jasmine. Exhale the tensions. Prepare body for dawn's input. Birds and fresh jasmine. Birds on high volume, ripples of life energy permeate my heart. Birds on high volume, ripples of life's energy permeate my heart. Go through the motions. Trust mixes with disbelief, mindful of heartbeat. Go through the motions. Trust mixes with disbelief, mindful of heartbeat. A quiet moment, body breathes, muscles relaxed, a perfect present. A quiet moment, body breathes, muscles relaxed, a perfect present. Lotus position. Invitation of the bell. Sangha awareness. Lotus position. Invitation of the bell. Sangha awareness. This moment. This place. This breath. This, and now this. This moment, this place, this breath, this, and now this. Bird news on the wire. Safe to wander kibbutz trails, all clear with blessings. Bird news on the wire. Safe to wander kibbutz trails. All clear with blessings. Figure on night path. Binoculars in focus. Dialogue with bird. Figure on night path. Binoculars in focus. Dialogue with bird. Dust settles, one foot in front of the other, into clarity. Dust settles, one foot in front of the other, into clarity. Clarity of mind. Inner reflection.
connection to others. Clarity of mind, inner reflection, connection to others.
Question that comes up a lot is how we can use our Dharma practice, our understanding, to relate to the distress in the world, you know, the challenges that are currently present. You know, many of us feel them strongly. I think there are basically two qualities of mind that address that directly. And that is a quality of equanimity and the quality of compassion. You know, because unless we have some equanimity in the face of these challenges and difficulties, it's so easy for the mind to become reactive. You know, and kind of a strong reactivity in the mind really it doesn't help clear seeing. It doesn't help really trying to understand, okay, well, what's the best response to it? And so the foundation, I think, for engagement is first unhooking from our own reactivity. And that's equanimity, which means kind of a mind that's impartial. It's like space. It can hold everything. It can see everything. It's not reactive. But that non-reactivity doesn't mean non-discernment. Because sometimes people think, oh, you know, you become so equanimous and you just don't do anything. So that's a mistaken notion. Right? Equanimity means the quality of impartiality or of clear seeing, of balanced seeing, with discernment. You know, so we see what's skillful, we see what's unskillful. So that's what keeps it from, or I say, what does keep it from going to indifference, then is the second quality, which is compassion. You know, because when we can open up and see what's there, and then feel the suffering, feel the difficulties, feel the challenges, from that place of equanimity, actually compassion flows. It's and I love the just the phrase which encapsulates compassion for me. How can I help in this situation? To the extent that I'm seeing it clearly, how can I help? What can I do? And so it's the compassion then which actually motivates us to get engaged. It's these two qualities I think we need to cultivate within ourselves to some extent first, you know, and then bring them out into the world. And I think that's really the way forward. And then of course another whole long discussion would be, okay, what are the ways of developing equanimity and the ways of developing compassion?
Generosity. Oops. Take two. Curiosity. Okay. Curiosity. Which words await to be heard? Will there be haiku? Curiosity. Which words await to be heard? Will there be haiku? Do you feel the hope? Eyes closed and senses open. Any minute now. Do you feel the hope? Eyes closed, senses open. Any minute now. Another chance to walk. New morning. To bear witness, the earth is still here. Another chance to walk, new morning, to bear witness, the earth is still here. Serious autumn, chill on morning fingertips, songs before sunrise. Serious autumn, chill on morning fingertips, songs before sunrise. Autumn on doorstep, invitation to join me, together, better. Autumn on doorstep, invitation to join me, together, better. Small, quiet footsteps, agreement to meet the day, body, breath, and mind. Small, quiet footsteps, agreement to meet the day, body, breath, and mind. Friendly, maskless face, a moment to remember how we used to be. Friendly, maskless face. A moment to remember how we used to be. This chosen brushstroke, brave venture onto paper, never seen before. This chosen brushstroke, brave venture onto paper, never seen before. even that neighbor. Everyone needs attention. In this together. Even that neighbor. Everyone needs attention. In this together. Generosity. Offer a favorite shirt to one shirtless. Generosity. Offer a favorite shirt to one shirtless. Someone behind me. Check over my right shoulder. Sunrise winks hello. Someone behind me. Check over my right shoulder. Sunrise winks hello. Each cell sings its song, present moment symphony. Who can sleep? Each cell sings its song, present moment symphony. Who can sleep?
Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me dio dos luceros que cuando los abro, perfecto distingo lo negro del blanco y en el alto cielo su fondo estrellado y en las multitudes. Al hombre que yo amo, gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado el sonido y el abecedario con las palabras que pienso y declaro. Madre, amigo, hermano, ilusa alumbrando la ruta del alma del que estoy amando. La a la vida que me ha dado a
out from my snail shell. Tiny peak beyond blankets. No sound of weather. Out from my snail shell. Tiny peak beyond blankets. No sound of weather. What problems have bed, roof, shower, coffee? Life is generous. What problems have bed, roof, shower, coffee? Life is generous. During pandemics, mind reaches out to voices, time, space, no matter. During pandemics, mind reaches out to voices, time, space, no matter. A plum tree from the fertile soil, jewels in the garden. A plum tree from the fertile soil, jewels in the garden. Flap of wings, formations of bird art on blue canvas. Flap of wings, formations of bird art on blue canvas. Layers of moments gathered into clumps of years, change without change. Layers of moments gathered into clumps of years, change without change. Art instead of life. Dreams suggest this solution. As I paint the night. Art instead of life. Dreams suggest this solution as I paint the night. Night continues day. Borders blur as mind loosens. Sun flows into moon. Night continues day. Borders blur as mind loosens. Sun flows into moon. Bird sings to cricket. All the patience in the world. No answer needed. Bird sings to cricket. All the patience in the world. No answer needed.
And I want to thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this hour.